The first resort casino in Massachusetts, scheduled to open this summer in Springfield, wants to serve alcohol into the wee hours of the morning. The state's restaurant industry opposes a later last call at the casino. MGM Springfield is seeking permission from state gambling regulators to serve drinks on the casino floor until 4 a.m., 2 hours later than the typical closing time for bars in Massachusetts. Alex Dixon, the general manager of MGM Springfield, said being able to drink alcohol is part of the late-night casino experience people expect.
Our business is open 24 hours, so we expect people to be there 24 hours, but only if they're actively gaming would they be able to consume after that 2 o'clock time frame.
Bars and restaurants in Massachusetts are not permitted to serve alcohol past 2 a.m. Some localities mandate a 1 a.m. closing time. But the state legislature voted to allow casinos to serve until 4 a.m. with approval from the Massachusetts Gaming Commission. The Massachusetts Restaurant Association this week urged the casino regulators to reject MGM's request to keep the drinks flowing past 2 a.m. MGM Springfield Vice President and General Counsel Seth Stratton said the proposal before the Gaming Commission is to have extended hours for alcohol service only on the casino floor.
If you were a gaming customer and you'd like to have a cocktail as you continue to game up until 4 a.m., we'll offer that service. But if you want to come to a bar and hang out at a bar, our bars close at 2 a.m. just like any other bars in the community.
He said MGM is planning to enforce strict controls with drinks available only from cocktail servers to people who are actively gambling and at two bars where customers must sit in front of video poker terminals.
We want the public to understand that there's not a bar scene on our property after 2 a.m. when the rest of the bars close. There is, as an amenity to gaming customers, we're proposing that you can order a drink when you're actively playing.
MRA President Bob Luz said MGM's proposal for extended drinking hours has upset Springfield area restaurant owners who were already nervous about losing business to the big casino.
The ability to give away food and beverage or give it at greatly discounted prices, because casinos make their money on gambling, not food, beverage, as opposed to a restaurant. It really is going to put a stranglehold on a lot of the long-time established local community restaurants.
Luz points out the two resort casinos in Connecticut don't serve alcohol past 2 a.m.
So why we think that is necessary out in Springfield, sort of makes me scratch my head.
The Springfield City Council's Casino Oversight Committee voted this week to endorse MGM's request. City Councilor Mike Fenton, who chairs the committee, said he believes late-hour alcohol service at the casino will be a benefit to the city's economy.
They are going to be the first and only operation in New England that's open for alcohol service between 2 and 4 a.m., and that provides them with a distinct competitive advantage regionally. And I'm hopeful that will result in us attracting some more parties and conventions and tourists to our downtown.
Additionally, Fenton said he's satisfied with the safeguards MGM is proposing.
To be honest, I was worried about that, attracting the wrong element at the wrong time of night. But when you take a look at the casino and you see exactly where this type of activity would be permitted, it's not going to be an environment that's conducive to attracting people from other areas to come into the casino to get a drink between 2 and 4. It's just not.
The 5-member Gaming Commission is expected to vote later this month on MGM's liquor license application. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.